Today on Wings.
I'm not a transgender, I'm not a gay, but an intersex, a man and a woman in one body.
Intersex in Kenya.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
For a person born both male and female, life has many complications. In some cultures, such infants may be killed. Our reporter in Mombasa, Diana Wanyonyi, traveled to a mission center for the destitute in the Luo tribal area of Kenya to talk with its founder, Apostle Darla Nruki, and Ruki's mother, Mara Shanraya, about what Ruki's being intersex has meant for them both and about their hope to get intersex persons recognized in the Constitution.
I am in Kisumu, which is in the western part of Kenya. From here, I need 2.5 hours to reach Darla Nruki, who is at home for the elderly people, widows, the sick, orphans, and even homeless people. 42 years old, Darla Nruki is the last born of 5 siblings. He is intersex. He was born with the 2 sex organs.
I'm a native to Zanzibar, Unguja. Yeah, even though my mother is a Luo, mm-hmm. in a Luo Nyanza.
In Kenya.
Mm-hmm. I was born an intersex. Since my childhood, I was brought up. My mom, we were trying to hide it because it was like it is something which is not accepted in a place where I was brought up. So my mother tried to cover it up so that nobody could know. But there is no way you can hide nature, because people used to see the features, how my body and my behaviors, how I am. So they came to realize that it is like my mama is cheating them. So it made me to come out and to tell them how it was. My mom took me to doctors, and the doctors confirmed it, that I was born an intersex. So they tried to give me some medicines to suppress the female part of it, because I desired to be a man. But it was not done well, because sometimes I used to see menstruation periods, and sometimes abdominal pain because of the medicine I was taking. So that is how I was brought up. It made me not to do well in school, because some teachers and my fellow children in school, they could not even allow me to talk freely and to share with them. Just because when I go to girls are chasing me to go to men, and when I go to men are chasing me to go to ladies. So even the teachers, I was traumatized in school, so I could not even do well until I went to secondary school. It's where I started to do well, because there I got some people who were trying to show me love, that it is just something okay, and the doctors encouraged me. So that's how I was.
Thank you so much for sharing. How did the community take you?
My mom is a Luo in Kenya, but my father is in Zanzibar, is Malanzambi. So I was born out of wedlock. So this made my father, the father who was living together with my mom, to abandon me, disowned me, and treated me incorrectly, just because I don't belong to him. And again, the condition I had, they took it as an abomination, a child who should be even killed according to the custom of that community. So even him, he was not even taking care of me, as a child who was brought up in his family.
Stepdad.
Yeah, as my stepdad. So it made me to be rejected in that family, the whole of that family except my mom and our children, because we were born five siblings. So I am the last born. They don't have this condition I have. Yes.
Then how did this condition affect mom's marriage?
My mom, since she went to my stepfather, they were not in good terms. And this is why she went and gave birth with another man. So they were not living peacefully. And my mom, she was not loved just because of giving birth to such a kind of a child. Mm-hmm. They were asking her, why did you give birth to such a child?
So they were questioning.
They were questioning.
But it was God's will.
It was God's will, but they were using to provoke her, to despise her all the times just because of me. Mm-hmm. Even right now, I am the one who is living with her in my home. But nowadays, it's okay because I am well off. I can give them everything. So this is why they can now come to me as if, because they have seen good things I have. But in the beginning, they were not on my side and my mom.
According to Ruki's mother, Marashan Raya, she had to protect her son from possible harassment from family members and community because of their culture.
Now, kenda karungu. Sorry. Kumano kenda no nanyuola nyithinda beach. Nyathi achiel, manyako, to gi mawuoyi, nyithinda ng'wen. Koro Apostle Dalan Ruki to chogo. To nanyuole oko
mare. I got married in Karungu, Sori. I had five children, four boys and one girl. Apostle Dalan Ruki is my last born. I gave birth to him out of wedlock. Ruki was born an intersex. He had both sexes, female and male. And I was disturbed because in Luo culture they don't accept such children, so I was forced to hide his true identity. Later, I confessed and said he was an intersex. As he was growing up, people in the homestead started abusing him since they realized I was not the one who told them, but they could see that he had both sexes, so they used to abuse him. Me, I accepted him because God is the one who created him that way.
To chweji no nyasaye emano chwee kamano. No kale ilueny maduonga hinya, kaji okduare, kutugo ginyithindo manyiri, tichwade ni odhi otugo ginyithindo machuo. To kodhiri chuo, chuo bende okduare, ni odhiri nyithindo manyiri. Kate sikul kamano. No kadhu kunde matek, ahinya nikech chwechi neno.
He passed through a lot. When he was playing with girls, when he was small, he could be chased to go and play with the boys. And when he goes to play with the boys, he could be chased to go and play with the girls, both in the homestead and even in school. So he was despised. I was rejected because I gave birth to an intersex. Even my own children rejected me. My family rejected me. That is why I'm staying here with the apostle. I'm the one he has. We are two of us in the family because they considered me a bad woman having given birth to an intersex. Nowadays, they are friendly and they come to visit me because they see Apostle has wealth. So they are merely coming so that they can get assistance. So they are friendly nowadays.
Anyuolo gimarach negi. Ma kaka negi kweda chono, to sane. Tinde kuru giduogo ira, nekech gineno kaka mwandu nitie. Mondo gibigi cham. To chien kuchara neko kidwara. Nyaka Apostle nogo. Te, kaka negi timo marach no. Angwono negi. Nikechi gitim negi kia to en chwech mar Nyasaye. To kwa tinde koro ging'eyo negi makama ber. To tinde giduogo kendo gibiro gilimaka.
I have forgiven them because they didn't know that it's God's creation. And right now that they know, they are coming back. I have plans to teach women who have given birth to intersex because I know how to raise one and I want to teach them how to raise such children. When I see him, I see God's glory. Secondly, when I see him, I'm taken back and think if I could have killed him. And right now, he's helping so many people. I'm taken back to such thoughts, and I see I did the right thing by not having killed him. One of the things that I would like to tell women who have given birth to children who are intersex, first of all, is that they should live at peace with their children. They should not abuse them, and they should not reject them. They should bring them well and look after them in a godly manner because they are God's creation.
Kiki giyany nyithindogo. Giketi gi kendo giriti gi kendo gidemb chunygi. Nikech chwech Nyasaye emochwe mano.
What made you to come out and speak freely about your condition?
What changed me, it was just because after taking the drugs which I was given by the doctors, I started it in 89, I was taking drugs until 96. So when it reached in the year 96, then I got into marriage. I married my wife, who also accepted my condition during that time because I explained everything to her. And she accepted that to stay with me because I wanted to confirm to people that I am a man. I like to be a man. That's why I was taking drugs to suppress the female part of it. We were living peacefully, but because of that home where we were staying, they didn't want me to marry just because of my condition. So when this lady came, they started to persuade her, asking her, why did you accept to be married with somebody who is a woman and a man? And you are just a normal lady. So this made my wife to change, not to love me and join them. So they started fighting me together with my wife. My wife seeing that I should worship her because there is nobody who can live together with me unless her. So she despised me and I was traumatized. She treated me badly. She can go with any man, any friend of mine, anybody around me who was a man. And I should not question. And if I question, she is telling me, threatening me to speak out and to say everything about me. And that was the thing I didn't want someone to know. I just want people to know that I am a man. I didn't want somebody to know that I am a woman again. So when she tries to threaten me that way, then I just listen and she is moving on with bad characters. Sometimes she was not even allowing me to share with her bed because of the despise. Sometimes she is in a menstruation period, and after finishing her period, mine started. So we were not coming together for 6 years. So this is what made me to come out after sometimes. Because we get into marriage in the year 1996. And when it reached in the year 2001, she started to realize that I am just important because of wealth. She decided to humble herself. Then we started to live peacefully. It happened that way until the year 2001. Then one day we were blessed with a boy. He's together with us even right now. After giving birth, she again turned to me, changed. And she told me, you know, because you can't impregnate a woman. If I tried by all means to make you impregnate me, so you must bow down and worshiping her. Because I made you to get a child with you. Then in the year 2014, she dropped me. I decided to just to live the way she left me. Then I decided to serve God just that way because I did not want to get into marriage with another lady. And that one also will despise me just the way this one has done it.
On Wings, you're listening to a program about intersex issues in Kenya. These are live political issues today, but moving slowly. Kenya's High Court and its Human Rights Commission have both called for more research on the legal needs of intersex people. And African intersex activists have met and drawn up a list of demands. These include legal recognition on birth certificates and other documents, an end to the tradition of killing intersex babies, and an end to non-consensual cosmetic surgery and sterilization. Meanwhile, Darlene Ruki has become a renowned openly intersex religious leader and gospel singer.
Hallelujah!
When it reached in the year 2012, I decided to speak out publicly. And what motivated me to speak publicly, it was my son. My son came and told me, you know, Dad, it is because him, he knew this condition because my wife was trying to tell him and to tell anybody. Only to abuse me, just to abuse me. So even him, he came to know that I am in that condition. Then my child came to me and told me, you know, you've been locked for many years. And why are you doing this? And you are a servant of God. And this is also a creation of God. Why are you trying to hide what God did as if God made a mistake by doing this to you? And you are a servant of God. So when my child came to me and shared, I also was convicted because of that. And I said, this is my child. And if he can challenge me this way, why should I hide this? I just want to come out and I tell people. Then I came to my mom. And my mom was the one who was trying to hide it than anybody, because she did not want somebody to know this since my childhood. And my mom, she told me that, you know, we should tell people, because it's like sometimes it is not you alone. There are some people who also maybe are suffering the same condition. So you should just come out and tell. I decided to speak it out. I was trying even to fight my voice and fighting even the way I want to be a man. What should I do to behave like a man and my voice to become like a man? And when I came out and I made it clear who I am, it was like a breakthrough.
Do you think the government has been keen about this third gender?
I can talk about intersex. People are not aware. And this is why since the year 2012, I decided to dress differently, to make people know. I used to dress to put on tie and coat, just dressing like a man. And since that time, since the year 2012, I started dressing differently.
How?
I put on a trouser inside, then I put dresses outside sometimes. So for people to know that there are some people who are created intersex. Mm. I did not create myself, and I am not a mistake. The government has not done anything about this, because it's like they have forgotten it, and it's like they are assuming that there is nobody. People like this are not existing in this world. So this is why they have not done anything. They are abandoned. They assume as if they are not there. They don't exist. But in reality, they do exist, because I am here. I'm not a transgender. I'm not a gay, but an intersex, an hermaphrodite, a man and a woman in one body. I tried by taking drugs to suppress the female part of it, and it did not come to succeed well.
What do you think should be done?
First of all, they should create awareness, because people are not aware of these people. Like me, I have faced many challenges. I could not even go to hospital. I used to have abdominal pain because of the drugs I used to take to stop my periods, because it was something which I was seeing as shameful to me. And when I go to hospital, if there is a doctor there, for him or her to attend you well, after coming to realize that you are unique in a way, many people want to watch you and to look your private parts. Everybody wants to see how you are created, something which is secret for you, and everybody just wants to see. And because people are different, some are because people are not aware of intersex. So what they are doing is, when somebody has seen you, you are behaving like a man and like a woman. So they are questioning some questions, and made some people even to reject you with no reason. Some people want to beat you and even to despise you. All those I have passed through. Sometimes I thought even to move out my clothes so I walk naked. People should see instead of asking me, or being suspicious or suspecting something which is not of me. What the government should do first is to make people be aware of it, create awareness of the existence of the intersex. The second thing, they should create a bill, a law in the government, a constitution. It should be created in constitution for the identity. In identity, we have female and male only. But they should create transgender in the constitution, so that when you are evicted, even in the court or in anything, something has happened to you, they can know how to handle you, not to take you to men or to take you to women, because it is dangerous for both. If you are, for example, me, if I'm taken to court and the court ordered me to be jailed, if I have done, I've committed a crime, I don't know where I will be taken to. If I'm taken to men, I know what men will do to me. And if I'm taken to women, I know what I will do with women. So what the government should do is to create this space for third gender. Okay. Yeah. What I can add is only to talk with the parents, that if somebody is blessed with a child with such a condition, you should take it as normal, because he's just a normal person. Yeah, he can do good things as well, but they should not be taken as abomination. They should not face all this rejection which makes them to be traumatized and to be suppressed in such a manner that they cannot even think of doing something in this world the way I did. You know, when I could given this chance which I have right now, not to think on how to come out of my condition, I could have done a lot. Because since I became free, and since I become free to talk or not to fight my condition, I have done a lot. So what we should do as parents, if God has blessed you with children, just take them as normal, and you must understand them that they are all creation of God, and they are not mistakes, because God never does mistakes.
And yeah. Do you think media has done much to educate people about the intersex?
I can see that media has done a little, but they have not done it the way it's supposed to be done. Okay. They have not. It's like they are doing it under pressure. Because, for example, even me, when I went to, I came out to tell people my condition, so that other people who are suffering of the same condition should realize that, you know, there are some people. Because even me, when I came, before I came out, I didn't know that there are some people who are also suffering the same condition. I thought that I just thought of myself, thinking that it is me. And why me? That is the question I used to say. Why me? And some people are just okay. I thought that everybody was okay. It was only me. But since I came here in Kenya to start telling people who I am and speaking, I started getting many people. Mm-hmm. Even right now, I have a lot of people who have the same condition. And even them, when they heard, because they are giving testimony, when they heard me saying or speaking about my condition, they started saying, "Is there somebody also who is having this condition. So it means that if media, the media people can come out strongly and firmly to back this this awareness, it can be it can teach almost everybody, and people will be aware of it. So the people will come to learn that there are different people who God created this way, and they should be handled this way. Because, for example, the people who are mistreating me, even there in my family, I don't blame them right now, because even them, there's nothing they could do, because they had never seen such a person, and they had never heard that there is somebody who can be born with two organs. So when they saw that, they had to say what they said, and they had to do what they did, because they were not they were not aware of it.
So you forgive them? Yeah,
I forgive them, and I love them so much. I love them. I used to visit them. I used to take many things, and even my dad, that my stepdad, used to visit me, and I give him everything. I love him, and he loves me nowadays. And my brothers and my sister, they call me sister and brother. That's the way they used to address me. My sister, my brother. It is something free, and they love me, and I love them. Everything is okay. They did it just because they didn't understand, and they did not know. And nowadays, they know. So if the media houses can come out broad daylight and to teach people, that first of all, to make awareness and to teach people that these people do exist, and they are also human beings, and they should be treated this way, then even the government can now know what to do. Because even those people in government, they're just human beings, and they don't know. Sometimes they have never heard of it, and they have not seen. He's a judge, or she's a judge, and she or he has never had such a that there is somebody who can have such a condition, because it is not even mentioned in the constitution or in the law. So what we should do is to create awareness first through the media houses, like what you are doing right now, and as people with this condition, we should speak out, and we should be free for the assessments and everything, and even to share with doctors and everything, so that people should know that there are some people with such a condition, and to learn on how to be dealt with this condition.
Human rights organizations say they will continue to fight for the rights of the intersex until they are recognized in the Kenyan constitution. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or visit our new website, wingsradio.org. Wings thanks our supporters, including Dr. Don Armstrong, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of the book The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.